Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. You've heard that introduction a thousand times, a lot of times, but I'm so grateful that you're here today. We are in Genesis chapter 47 in the HCSB, and this is what it says. So Joseph went and informed Pharaoh, "My father and my brothers with their sheep and cattle and all that they own have come from the land of Canaan and are now in the land of Goshen." He took five of his brothers and presented them before Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh asked his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants, both we and our fathers, are shepherds." Then they said to Pharaoh, "We have come to live in the land for a while because there is no grazing land for your servants' sheep, since the famine in the land of Canaan has been so severe. So now please let your servants settle in the land of Goshen." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Now that your father and brothers have come to you, the land of Egypt is open before you. Settle your father and brothers in the best part of the land. They can live in the land of Goshen. If you know any capable men among them, put them in charge of my livestock." Joseph then brought his father Jacob and presented him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many years have you lived?" Jacob said to Pharaoh, "My pilgrimage has lasted 130 years. My years have been few and hard, and they have not surpassed the years my fathers during their pilgrimages." So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and departed from Pharaoh's presence. Then Joseph settled his father and brother in the land of Egypt and gave them property in the best part of the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with food for their dependents. But there was no food in that entire region, for the famine was very severe. The land of Egypt and the land of Canaan were exhausted by the famine. Joseph collected all the money he found in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan in exchange for the grain they were purchasing, and he brought the money to Pharaoh's palace. When the money from the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan was gone, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us food. Why should we die here in front of you? The money is gone." But Joseph said, "Give me your livestock. Since the money is gone, I will give you food in exchange for your livestock." So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and he gave them food in exchange for the horses, the herds of sheep, the herds of cattle, and the donkeys. That year he provided them with food in exchange for their livestock. When the year was over, they came the next year and said to him, "We cannot hide from our Lord that the money is gone and all our livestock belongs to our Lord. There is nothing left for our Lord except our bodies and our land. Why should we die here in front of you, both us and our land? Buy us and our land in exchange for food. Then we with our land will become Pharaoh's slaves. Give us seed so that we can live and not die, and so that the land won't become desolate." In this way, Joseph acquired all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh, because every Egyptian sold his field since the famine was so severe for them. The land became Pharaoh's, and Joseph moved the people into the cities from one end of Egypt to the other. The only land he didn't acquire was the priest's portion, for it was given to them by Pharaoh. They lived off the rations Pharaoh had given them, therefore they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Understand today that I have acquired you and your land for Pharaoh. Here is seed for you. Sow it in the land. At the harvest you are to give a fifth of it to Pharaoh, and four-fifths will be yours as seed for the field as food for yourselves, for your households and your dependents." And they said, "You have saved our lives. We have found favor in our Lord's eyes and will be Pharaoh's slaves." So Joseph made it a law, still in effect today in the land of Egypt, that a fifth of the produce belongs to Pharaoh. Only the priest's land does not belong to Pharaoh. Israel settled in the land of Egypt in the region of Goshen. They acquired property and it became fruitful and very numerous. Now Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, and his lifespan was 147 years. When the time drew near for him to die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, "If I have found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and promise me that you will deal with me with kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt. When I rest with my fathers, carry me away from Egypt and bury me in their burial place." Joseph answered, "I will do what you have asked." And Jacob said, "Swear to me." So Joseph swore to him. Then Israel bowed in thanks at the head of his bed. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for preserving lives and for empowering the nation of Israel to survive this famine. And you have this beautiful, intricate plan that really made no sense until it was revealed later on. And so, Lord, for those of us who are confused by your plan, I pray that you would help sustain us as we scrabble to have our faith and just try to have faith when we don't understand your hand and we don't understand your plan. Help us to be reminded of this story of none of it made sense until everything made sense. And Lord, my friend Susan talks about a friend of hers that used to say, God takes a long time to do something suddenly. And Lord, I really feel that in my bones these days. It's that we wait and we wait and wait, and then suddenly everything is resolved. And Lord, help us to have faith during that time when it takes that long time between now and the suddenly. I also love what Jacob said to Pharaoh. He said, my pilgrimage has lasted 130 years. And at the end of his life, it was 147 years. But Lord, help us to use that kind of language. And as we think about our lives, that our pilgrimage has lasted this amount of years, which would be the amount of years we have walked on this earth. Help us to see our lives as a pilgrimage, that, yeah, we're going to keep walking. We're going to keep going on pilgrimage. We're going to keep moving forward. We will fall. We will stumble. We will learn things, but we will keep walking. That's what pilgrimages do. They walk and walk. Pilgrims walk and walk and walk on their way towards something. And that is our thing too. We are walking and walking and walking on our way toward the new heavens and the new earth, the life that truly is our life. And so, Lord, help us to have that kind of life-changing, life-altering perspective that we are on a pilgrimage. And you are with us, walking alongside us, inside of us, behind us, before us, with us. You are Emmanuel, God with us. And we're so grateful for that today. I praise you and I thank you and I shout hallelujah and all the things, because you are worthy of my affection. You are worthy of my life. I want to joyfully take up my cross and follow you. And I pray that for my friend listening today, that they would joyfully take up the cross you've placed before them and take it on a pilgrimage toward the new heavens and the new earth. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I appreciate you. I am grateful for you. And hey, thank you for just valuing prayer, which is such, obviously, something very close to my heart, and valuing the Word of God. I'm so grateful for you.